Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Will make NHL history tonight as they are the first opponent of the new Utah Hockey Club. The Hawks look to be rude guests as they take the ice for the first ever engagement here in Salt Lake City with a capacity crowd on hand. This should be a very fun night. John Whiteman along with Troy Murray, we are here at the Delta Center. And is this place loud or what? These fans are so jacked about having National Hockey League hockey, and we are so happy to be a part of this as well. The Blackhawks will be the first ever opponent for the Utah Hockey Club. The team used to be known as the Arizona Coyotes. They moved north a few hundred miles, and everybody in this city with open arms welcomed the Arizona Coyotes, changed the name to Utah Hockey Club for this season, Troy, and we're going to see them play. They were a pretty good hockey club last year. I expect them to be a little bit better this year. The Blackhawks are an improved hockey club. We should be looking at a pretty fun matchup here tonight. All right, here we go. Hayton along with Bedard, opening faceoff, ready to commence the drop of the puck to get it going. And the 2024-25 season is underway. Pull an outlet pass, Logan Cooley at center ice to Michael Kesselring over the hot line right wing. Drops it off, they score! Dylan Guthrie let a wrist shot go from the high slot, and this deflects off of Mrazek and into the back of the net. The first goal in the history of the Utah Hockey Club comes at 4:56 of period number one, and you can hear this crowd. It's 1-0 Utah. Hayton with the puck behind the net. They move it out to Schmaltz, left point. He spins it down in front of the Hawk net. Martinez grabs it for the Hawks. Passing it ahead to Craig Smith, turned it over at the line. Keller to Hayton, fed the slot. Schmaltz moves in and fires the score. This is actually going to be Clayton Keller's goal. Schmaltz got the shot away. Mrazek made the initial save, but couldn't control the rebound. And Keller put it in behind him. It's 2-0 Utah. Utah comes out of their end, led by Schmaltz, in over the Hawk line, left wing side. Stopping on the half board, fed it back. Sergachev fires, he scores. This may have been knocked out of the air with a high stick. I want to see the replay on this one. Sergachev let it go, and it looked like it was going to sail over the Hawk net from our vantage point.
Hayton got a piece of this. No doubt about that. Shot came in, and it was a high shot from Sergachev from the point, but Hayton was cruising around in front of the net. He redirected that down. It's a good goal. And you see it, just a redirect over the glove.
Kraus at center ice will chip it down ice into the Hawk zone. Martinez recovers back of the net. Head to Seth Jones. Passing on the right wing. Bedard got in over the line behind the defense. Fed the slot. Teravainen backhand. He scores! Teuvo Teravainen took a feed from Bedard. Worked his way in front of Ingram. And ripped the backhander off the crossbar and into the back of the Utah net. The Hawks are on the board. With 5:33 in the second period, they trail 3-1. It's going to be Foligno facing off against Jack McBain. To the right of Ingram. Hawks control. Vlasic left point to Bedard. Top of the left circle. Back to Vlasic. He fires. He scores!
There you go.
Nick Foligno in front of the net with a perfect screen. And Vlasic fired it on the glove side. Low. It beats Ingram. The Hawks are back to within a goal. Trailing 3-2 with a lot of time left on that clock. This puck it to Kurashev. He sticks it off the glass behind the Utah net. Hall knocked down in the near corner by Durzi. He'll spin it ahead. Cooley's got it at center ice. A long shot toward the empty Hawk net. Misses. Gunther takes the rebound and puts it into the Hawks empty net. He scores. With 41 seconds left in the third, it's now 4-2 in favor of Utah. Dylan Gunther, who scored the opening goal of the game and the first ever in Utah history, may have just scored the capper right there into an empty Hawk net. Utah's got the puck. They'll carry it out to center ice. The left wing side, Cole dumping the puck down the boards into the left wing corner. Vlasic runs Ingram into the boards. Here's Cole with a shot from the left point. They score. Looked like it was deflected by Lawson Kraus, who skated by the front of the net. And It's now 5-2 in favor of Utah. 22 seconds left in the game. 17 seconds remain in the contest. Brody behind the Hawk net, passing up the left wing, Ilya Mikheyev at center ice. He crosses the Utah blue line, fires a shot that goes wide. Puck comes around to center ice. Brody's got it over to Nolan Allen with 3 seconds left. He'll just eat the puck. Utah will win the first game in their history, beating the Blackhawks here tonight 5-2. Final shots on goal favor the Blackhawks 27-26. The Utah Hockey Club wins their first game in their franchise history to this adoring crowd, numbering, I'd say, 16, 17,000. Many of them with obstructed view seats, but boy, they were loud and supportive here tonight.